BBC News with David Austin. President Trump will meet the British Prime Minister Theresa May again shortly, hours after making a damaging attack on her Brexit policy. Mr. Trump told The Sun newspaper that his host's plans involving close alignment with the EU would probably kill any prospect of a trade deal with the US. He also praised Boris Johnson, who resigned as Foreign Secretary in protest against the government's position, saying he would make a great Prime Minister. Thousands of people are expected to gather today in London for a series of mass protests against Donald Trump's visit. A huge balloon depicting the president as a wailing baby in a nappy will fly next to the British Parliament. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is due to return home from London a week after he was sentenced in absentia to 10 years in jail for corruption. The authorities in Pakistan say he and his daughter will both be arrested on arrival and sent to jail. Thousands of his supporters are expected to greet him at the airport in Lahore. Reports from eastern Syria say an airstrike has resulted in the deaths of 28 civilians. The strike is in one of the last holdouts of the jihadist group Islamic State, close to the border with Iraq. Police in Chile have arrested a priest who's confessed to sexually abusing at least five children. Oscar Munoz is the first person detained in an abuse scandal that's engulfed Chile's Roman Catholic Church. Chinese investigators have concluded that an Air China co-pilot mistakenly caused his plane to begin an emergency descent when trying to hide the fact that he was smoking an e-cigarette while flying. Portugal's parliament has extended to 16 and 17-year-olds the right to change their official gender and name without having to obtain a medical diagnosis. They will require parental authorization and a medical report stating that they're acting freely. That's the latest BBC News.